Watch, Georgia Democrat slams party for favoring migrants over Americans. By Neil Monroe on May 23, 2023. The Democratic Party's enthusiasm for new immigrants is pushing their African American supporters out the back door. According to a Democratic African American legislator in the Georgia House of Representatives. Every election year I hear Black Lives Matter. State Representative Maysha Maynor, D56, said in a tweet outlining her displeasure. But do they? I see every other minority being prioritized except Black children living in poverty that can't read. We'll send $1 million to the border for immigrant services. But Black communities? Not even a shout out. I'm sorry, I don't agree with this. I'm not backing down. I'm actually just getting started. Maynor's comments echo a growing concern among Black citizens their interests are being subordinated to the establishment's preference for migrants. In Chicago, for example, Blacks have organized to oppose their loss of power to immigrant voters and to the placement of migrants in their neighborhood south of central Chicago. In Washington, D.C., where Blacks comprise 50% of the population, council members are complaining about the growing cost of aiding poor migrants. Many comments and polls show that many Blacks oppose large-scale migration, even as they also support government aid to migrants and Latinos. Maynor's comments got a friendly response from Americans worried about the establishment's stealthy inflow of millions of poor migrants. Watch, Georgia Democrat Maysha Maynor laments millions for migrants, brush off for Black kids. I'm surprised to hear any state-level politician speaking up for Americans over illegal aliens. Especially so if it's coming from a Democrat. D.A. King, a pro-American activist, told Breitbart News. King founded the Dustin Inman Society to oppose illegal migration into the state. He continued. I hope there are a lot of Republican legislators looking at that part of her statement because they need to speak up as well. Here in Georgia, most of the state-level politicians, including the governor, don't speak up against illegal immigration because they're afraid of the retribution from the special interests led by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. The retribution for any politician under the Gold Dome here in Georgia is delivered in the form of "we will find someone to run against you in the next primary if you don't do what we have ordered." Among Democrats, the secret's kind of been out for a long time that the illegal aliens are here because they are seen by Democrats as potential Democrat voters, and we have only to look to California and Gwinnett County, Georgia, to see the outcome, he added. More than 10% of residents in Georgia are international migrants. More than half of the migrants are illegals, and they are helping to grow the Democratic Party, flatten wages, and spike housing prices. For example, housing prices in Georgia are up 50% since 2020, according to real estate firm Redfin. Some Republicans, such as Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., are connecting the dots between migration and housing. Democrats' anger at Maynor comes after she pushed for a GOP-led school choice bill that could help the children in her district. Newsweek reported on May 21. State Senator Josh McLaurin, a Georgia Democrat, offered to donate $1,000 to a possible primary opponent. He told Axios last month that there are many members who know Rep. Maynor is more a Republican than a Democrat, not just on school vouchers but on a range of issues. Maynor responded. The Democrats at the Capitol took a hard position and demanded every Democrat vote against children and for the teachers' union. I voted yes for parents and yes for children, not for failing schools. Some of the schools I represent have a 3% reading proficiency and children can't do simple math. Well, my community loves the fact that someone is finally sticking up for them and holding the system accountable. Let's be real, parents do not want their child trapped in a failing school. And they aren't frustrated with teachers. They're upset with the elected leaders that put the teachers' union and donors ahead of their constituents. Half of the voters in Maynor's district are Black. Just 1 in 20 are Hispanic. Half the households in her district have an income of just $53,000. That is well below the national median income of $62,000. I'm not apologizing because my colleagues don't like how I vote, when my community loves the fact that someone is finally sticking up for them, Maynor said.